All right, so we're learning Klal Dalet, Baruch Hashem. We're up to Klal Dalet, Sif, Katan, Gimel. And the Chavetz Chaim is discussing the Shaila, when, if a person is over an Aveira, is it mutter for me to say anything to anybody? So he starts off saying that if it's something that a person once did, and since then he seems to be behaving, so to say, so then of course it's usur to say anything. And even if one saw that recently he did an Aveira and we haven't seen any tshuva from him, so he says, so it depends. In Sif Beis he told us that if it's something which is an Aveira, however it's something which still one is not allowed to automatically say, even if it's a serious Aveira of Bittul Torah, or if he transgressed on a Nisa Drabonon, also one is not allowed to say unless we fulfill the conditions that we're going to learn. The Chavetz Chaim asks Akasha that the Gemara says that it says Haiman de Over Ad Drabonon Shari Lemikri Le Avar Yona. The Gemara says that Rava says if a person transgresses a Nisa Drabonon, you're allowed to go around and say this person is an Avar Yona, he's an Avar Yona. He's a person who doesn't follow the Torah. Mm-hmm. So he's asking, I just told you that if a person is over an Aveira, even a Deraisa, you're not allowed to go around and say things. So the Chavetz Chaim says, there it's talking about Shom Kavonis Rava Sh'ovar B'Pirsum Sh'yoidim B'Lavach Hi'harbi Anoshim Yizeh. There, like the Gemara says, Mishirabu Oivri Aveira. So there it's talking about if a person does an Aveira openly in front of people, so he says, in such a case where everybody knows about it, then you're allowed to call him an Avar Yona. As we had learned, in other words, this is one of the proofs that the Chavetz Chaim, even though he gave a big difficulty to rely on the Rambam's pshat of Kol Milsa, the Mesamri Vapi Vitlasa, he gave great difficulty, but over here he seems to go along with this heter, that if it's something that people know about, then there is no Yisuf Lashon Hara. So this was the one of the proofs that the Chavetz Chaim agrees that avad, in a case it's known, it's well known that this person does this Aveira, you're allowed to go and call him an Avar Yona for the purpose, then we'll see, of keeping people away. People should stay away from such a person. Then everyone agrees there's no Yisuf Lashon Hara. Chiddush of the Rambam is that even if you just say it in front of three people, then that it should say, then it's not going to be an Issa Lashon Hara, that Chiddush. But if it's Taka Yadua, if it's Taka known, then there wouldn't be an Issa. Then he says another Teretz, Oy Derova Irish, Ovar Lisa Kamapamim, De Bishvil Zeh, Bavade Mitzvah Leganoso, De Mucha Shein Bachad Lekim Leganeganeno. Another thing is, if you see a person's constantly being over the Saveira, that we'll see is another Heta. So now the Chavetz Chaim in Sivkat and Gimel tells us, Ach yischalik zeh adin lepratim achadim, k'moish avoyer. Imu ish beinini k'stam ish Yisrael, shedarko lishomri mechait. If he's a regular, a decent Jew, who's careful not to sin, v'nichshel b'chait rak lefamim, and amol, he's nichshel, he stumbles and he doesn't have eira. V'yesh litlois, sha'os adov azeh shaloi b'miskaven. Either you can be danim l'kav skus, that he did this, you know, without realizing that it was forbidden. Notice he did it really accidentally. O shalo yodea shadav hazeh asur, or he didn't know that it's forbidden. O shah yisavar shu chumro midateva ba'alma. Shak sheirim nisharim bazeh. Notice he thought that, you know, if you're a kohel guy, if you're a yeshiva guy, then, you know, you do that. You're careful about this. But for regular yidden, that doesn't really apply. Azai, then in that case, afilu ra'u kama pam shavar al zeh. Even if we see that he keeps on transgressing, b'vadei yesh litlois bo zeh, that you should be toila that he doesn't realize it's a problem. V'asurim legaloso kedei shelo yiyeh levuz be'enei amot. In such a case, you're not allowed to be mazik him, you're not allowed to damage him because the person doesn't really realize that he's doing an aveira. V'afilu be'enei atzmai gam kein lo yizbaze. And even yourself, you should not feel that this guy is a no good. You have to be dan lekav schus, that he thinks that that's a frumkeit. He thinks that a person should learn Torah, that's a frumkeit. A person shouldn't talk Lashon Hara. That's maybe, you know, right when you come out of seminary. That year of seminary, that's when you don't talk Lashon Hara. But the rest of the time, you live like a regular person. But if that's the way the person thinks, so then you're not allowed to be megane him. But also listen to Oisav Wurzeh, and you're not allowed to hate him. It says if you see a person being over an Aveira, you're allowed to hate him. The tzarech ladunu lekav schus v'mitzvah saseh deraisa shel betzedek kishmir amisecha lekav apoiskim. And the Chofetz Chaim brings, you know, raya's from the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah to this, that in case a person doesn't think it's really an aveira, then you have to be dan lekav schus, and you're not allowed to embarrass him by telling other people about it, even if he does the aveira numbers of time. So that's one step. Then he says avol. So that's talking about when a person doesn't think that there's a problem. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us that in such a case, as we'll see, you know, there's an obligation for a person to be mochiachim. You have a mitzvah sasei of ochiach techiach esam isecha v'lo yisisa olav chet, which means you're supposed to give him musar, and you should not do an aveira doing so. What does that mean? You're not allowed to embarrass him. The way you give a musa, you have to do it in a way that doesn't embarrass him. So you see, you even have to be careful when you give a musa that you're not allowed to embarrass him. Surely you're not allowed to go just tell people about what he did. So that's the first thing. Avalim yiroyal hem shachoyti yodes etzim yisur. V'gam b'miskavin osa sachet. If, let's say, you know the guy knows it's an aveira, and it's not just a frum guide, and also you know he did it on purpose, kivias aroyos, like if unfortunately he had an illicit relationship, where he goes into a Big Mac, he's hungry, and he buys a cheeseburger. Everybody knows that it's forbidden. So that's the second stage. That it's not something you could be danim lekav schus, that he doesn't know he's doing an aveira. So totally bozet. If he's a regular guy, and he's a person who really basically is what we call a frum guy, orthodox. And just this time, you know, he missed his lunch and he came in and he looked both ways, but not careful enough, and he dashes in to get it and dashes out. Then in such a case, asurim legalo iseschete lacher mafil shevifonim. You're not allowed to tell. And if anybody says, I saw this guy going to buy a Big Mac, so oshom osham alzeh. So the person is doing an aveira for telling. Ki ulai, since this you saw it happen only once. Ki ulai achoytehu shov midarkei ra. Maybe he did tshuva. V'yigoyin of barayonov, and his angst and his upset is on his mind and his rayon. Alzeh hachet. V'hu nesui avon lifnei Hashem, and he's carrying the burden of the sin. Ki ikra tshuva lifi merivus halei, because the tshuva is according to the way he feels bad. And if you're going to tell people about it, so then you're going to be embarrassing him, and he maybe he did tshuva. So in other words, even though he did a chet, which everybody knows is a sin, but you only saw it once, so maybe he did tshuva already. And even to the people, the dayanim of the city, you shouldn't tell. Even if there was a second witness, and there was two witnesses who saw it, because if there's no two witnesses, a single witness can't go to a dayan. As we'll see, that the Gemara says that if a single witness comes and tells a bezdin about a person who did an aveira, and the testimony is not going to help in the case, so then he gets malchus. The Gemara says he gets malchus. The one who the witness who testified gets malchus, and the other person goes scot free because there's only one witness. The Gemara says he sinned and he gets the malchus. Yes, because he's saying a lashon hara by coming and testifying. If it's negea of finances and the testimony would help for a shvua at least or something, in that case he has an obligation to speak. But if it's something which Bezdin is not allowed to accept from an Eid Echad, then you're saying Lashon Hara to the Bezdin, and it would be forbidden to do it.